God bless you. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. Trucking for Jesus is a Mobile Chapel ministry. Lonnie Gregory and Bunny Gregory take it across the United States of America. And we preach the gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you today. I want you to pray with me today. I want to speak a little bit out of 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. I want to talk about turnaround time. Yes, I said turnaround time. And it's found in the Bible in the book of 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, add your blessings to the reading of your precious word. I pray today that you'll touch every heart under the sound of my voice, that you'll supply every need, that you'll touch every member of every family, Father. And I know that your grace is sufficient. I know that you've touched our country today, Father, from a president all the way down to the county level. I know that you're having your way across the length and breadth of our country, Father. And Lord, we know what every one of us needs is Jesus. Help us to know that with our hearts today. Help us to know that the resurrection took place. And help us to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. If you would read this 10th verse with me, the Word of God says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. For God granted him, and God granted him that which he requested." Let's read that one more time. The Word of God is very much in style. God hadn't taken his word back. God will never change his word, and God is not a man, and he could lie. Let's read that one more time, this 10th verse, in the 4th chapter of the book of 1 Chronicles. The Bible says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, give us our request today. You tell us in St. Mark, the 11th chapter and the 24th verse, you even talked about the desires of our heart. And what would happen if we prayed and believed? We believe you today. We know that you're not going to change upon us. We know we can stand on the authority of your word. And anything that you've done for Jabez, that you'll do for each one of us. Lord Jesus, we love you with all of our heart and all of our soul and mind and strength. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And amen. The Word of God talks about Jabez. And we know even his name had a meaning. His name meant his mama had named him pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. I want you to think about what his name meant. His name meant pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. Have you ever thought about that? Your name means something today. What if you named a child pain and trouble and suffering and heartache? But I believe even now our DNA is changed when we turn our heart over to God. I believe God can change everything about us. I believe it's turnaround time. I believe if you'll turn your life over to Jesus today, if you'll call the name that's above every name, let me serve notice on you. It can be turnaround time in your life. You don't have to be the same anymore. They might have thought your name should be pain and trouble and suffering and heartache, but it doesn't have to be that. We can be born again today into the family of God, and I'll serve notice on you. We can start off fresh in you, and our sin will be as far away from us as the east is from the west. We serve a mighty God. We serve a right now God. We serve a miracle working God. We serve a God that wants to bless us today. He wants to take care of us today. And if your name had meant pain and trouble and suffering and heartache, God's going to change everything about you. I want to read the first part of that verse again. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. If there ever was a time that we need to call on the God of Israel, it's now. You say, who do we need to call on? We need to call the name of Jesus. You say, why Jesus? The Word of God tells me the prophet had walked up 625 years before Jesus was manifested in the flesh. The Word of God said unto us, a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall rest upon his shoulder, and we will call his name Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And let me serve notice on you today that Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, we change and times change and things around us change and people change, but God is the same and God's Word is the same. The only way into God, the Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you go call on the God of Israel, you must call the name of Jesus. There's no other way into God the Father. There's not many doors. He's the only door. He's the only way into God. He's the only way you'll ever go to heaven. He's the only way that you'll ever walk the streets of gold. You must call the name of Jesus. The plan of salvation is very simple. It's plain for every one of us. We can check our relationship today. The Word of God said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I ask you today, has it been turnaround time in your life? Have you received Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? If the answer is no, you're lost and undone. You're one heartbeat away from a devil's hell. And where you'll be tormented in hell, fire and brimstone throughout eternity. We must accept Jesus. We must call on the God of Israel. The Word of God tells me that this man was more honorable than any of his brethren. His name might have been pain and trouble. It might have been suffering and heartache. But let me tell you, he was an honorable man. And you say, what made him so honorable? He was honorable because he called on God. He called on the God of Israel. He accepted the Word of God. The Word of God tells me that he called out to God. He called on the God of Israel. You say, what made him honorable? He called on God. This first part in Jabez called on the God of Israel. I ask you today, has it been turnaround time in your life? Have you called on the God of Israel? Have you put your trust in God? Today would be a wonderful day to have turnaround time. Today would be a wonderful day to commend and commit your heart and your life to Jesus. The Bible is very emphatic. The Word of God said Jabez called on the God of Israel. If you'll call on the God of Israel today, if you'll name the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus is above every name. The Word of God says God gave him a name above every name. And before the end of time, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I ask you today, have you received Jesus? I ask you today, are you still lost and undone? It's not too late for you. It can be turnaround time. God can change your life. God can bless you spiritually as he draws you ever so close to him. And God can bless you physically as God heals your physical body. God wants you to be healed. He wants you to be made whole. He wants to touch you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Yes, we serve a miracle-working God. Yes, we serve a God that wants to bless you. He wants to bless you spiritually. He wants to bless you physically, but God wants to bless you financially. God wants to touch your finances at your house. God wants to bless you, and God wants to bless your children. And he can bless you today with a multitude of blessings. We serve him right now, God. We serve him like a working God. We serve a God that's faithful. We serve a God that says he wants you to cast all of your cares upon him because he cared for you. God loves you and God wants to bless you today. God loves you and God wants to take care of you today. God loves you and he's concerned about you today. God loves you and God wants to touch your whole family today. He wants it to be turnaround time at your house. I was in a place when they had turnaround time. The preacher stopped and looked out across the congregation. And all at once he hollered, it was turnaround time. He said, it's turnaround time. And I didn't know what turnaround time was. But you know, I dozed off. And this man saw me doze off. He made everybody stand to his feet, their feet, and he sat down and preached the rest of his sermon. And let me tell you something. He said, it's turnaround time. He said, sleep all you want to, but you're going to do it on your feet in this place. It's turnaround time. And he sat down and rested. And we stood on our feet through the whole sermon. And it was wonderful. You say, why? Because it was turnaround time. And it's turnaround time today. The word of God said in Jabez called on the God of Israel. Things happen when you begin to call on the God of Israel. Things happen when God stops at your house and God begins to open the windows of heaven. Things happen when you call on the God of Israel. Your name won't be Jabez no more. It won't mean pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. But it'll take a brand new meaning. You'll be more honorable than any of your brethren. You say when? When you turn your heart and your life over to God. The word of God said in Jabez. I want you to read that with me. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. God can bless you today a lot. Did you hear what I said? I said God can bless you a lot. As easy as he can a little bit. God wants to bless you. God wants the windows of heaven to open at your house. God wants to pour his blessings out upon you. The word of God said in Deuteronomy, they would come on you and overtake you. See, when you have a spiritual turnaround time, God's blessings will begin to come on you and overtake you. You won't have to go looking for them because it's turnaround time. They'll come on you and they'll hunt for you. I believe God's blessings are hunting for me even now. I believe God's blessings are overtaking me even now in this place. You say, why? Because I've had turnaround time. I asked you, have you had turnaround time? Have you called on the God of Israel? Or is your name spiritually pain and trouble and suffering and heartache? I see it all over the country. I see pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. It's like one preacher I heard on television. Instead of a testimony service, we have a moaning service. And they stand up and begin to moan and groan and complain. But God's on the throne, and God is faithful, and it can be turnaround time. God can change everything about us today if we'll allow God to come in, if we'll call on God. He called on the God of Israel, and he said, bless me indeed. I believe God wants to bless you a lot. I believe God wants to touch your family. I believe God wants to come down at your house. I believe God wants to touch your children. I believe God wants to supply your need. I believe God wants to reach down where you're working. Yes, he'll bless your employer because you are there and you've had turnaround time. God is able to bless the people that you work for. God's able to bless your neighbors. God's able to bless every family member. God's able to reach down today and open the windows of heaven. And that's exactly what he wanted to do. You know, I said his blessings were looking for you. I believe when we have turnaround time, God's blessings will come on us and overtake us. God said he would bless us. God said he would bless our children. God said he would bless our land. And God said he would bless our livestock. And God said he would bless us going in and coming out.
And God said He would set us on high above all the nations of the earth. God said He would bless our basket and our storehouse. God said when the enemy come out one way, He'd have to flee before us seven ways. He said He would open to us His good treasure. I believe God meant what He said and said what He meant. God's still on the throne, and God wants to bless you today. Has it been turnaround time at your house? God wants to bless you indeed. Little Jabez called on the God of Israel, and he said, bless me indeed. And I believe it was turnaround time. I believe he saw things begin to happen. And God even chose to give us a prayer that he prayed. I know they named him pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. But let me tell you something. It had been turnaround time. And he was more honorable than any of the rest. God wants to make you more honorable than any of your brothers and sisters. He wants to make you more honorable than any of your neighbors or anybody you go to church with. I believe God can bless you like he blessed no other. I want you to look at the next part of that word. The word of God said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. God emphasized that. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. I want you to put yourself in that place today as you have turnaround time. God wants to bless you. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. The word of God goes on to say, and enlarge my coast. I want to ask you today, has your coast been enlarged? Is God opening more doors for you? Is God making more opportunities for you? Is God using you as an instrument that will bring honor and glory to Him? Are you lifting up the name of Jesus? Are you letting God's light shine through in your life? The Word of God said they would see it and glorify our Father which is in heaven. In other words, they'd see your good works. Because it's been turnaround time. They'll see that you're a new creature. The Word of God said His name meant, Jabez meant pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. After I got saved, I drove 250 miles. And I told my wife's grandmother. She looked in the car at me and she says, I know you done got saved. And I said, how did you know it? I live 250 miles away. How did you know it? And she said, because you've always been a misery to yourself and everybody else around you. I asked you today, are you a misery? Not only to yourself and to your family, but to the people around you and the people you work with. You say, how is this possible? It won't be possible if you have turnaround time. It can be turnaround time. We serve a miracle-working God, and God can change your heart and life today, and God wants to. The Word of God said they named him pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. It spoke of his mother. But let me tell you, the Word said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. God wants to enlarge your territory. I don't care how many times you witnessed. I don't care how many times you preached. I don't care how many times you glorified God. I don't care where you're located or what your situation. God can enlarge your coast. God can extend your borders. God wants to enlarge your coast today. He wanted his coast enlarged. He wanted more doors opened. And I want you to remember that God can open doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. God wants to open more doors for you. God wants to make more opportunities for you. We serve a God that's able today. We serve a God that wants to bless you today. Your name might have been pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. And like in my life, I know that I was a misery not only to myself, but to my family and the people around me. But God reached down, and one day it was turnaround time. God loved me enough to stop by my house, and the man divided the word of God with me, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It was turnaround time, because my life has been different, and my life has been a blessed life. And yes, God is opening the windows of heaven, and God is pouring His blessings out on me. Let me tell you, God's on the throne, and God wants it to be turnaround time at your house, and God wants to bless you indeed, and God wants to enlarge your coast. My God wants to extend your borders today, and yes, He can make new opportunities for you, and you can be a blessing everywhere you go. You say, why? Because this is going to be turnaround time. Yes, we serve a right now God. Yes, we serve a miracle working God. Yes, we serve a God that wants to bless you. And yes, today is a day of salvation. Right now is the time to get right with God. Right now is the time to put our trust in God. Right now is the time to say yes to our Jesus. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. Jesus loved us enough to drag the cross of Calvary's Hill. Jesus died for the whole world. The Word of God says in St. John 3:17 that He didn't come to condemn the world, but He come that the world through Him might be saved. Let me tell you, He died for the sins of all the world. He died for every man and woman and every boy and girl. And yes, He wants it to be turnaround time. This little man had been named pain and trouble and suffering and heartache, but God changed his life, and God made him a blessing. He was more honorable, the Word of God says, than any of his brethren. His name might have been Jabez, but he called on God to bless him, and bless him indeed. I asked you today, will you call on God? God wants to bless you, and God wants to bless you indeed. God wants to come down at your house. God wants to open the windows of heaven to you. God wants to pour His blessings out on you. And yes, God wants it to be turnaround time. I want you to look at this verse of Scripture. The Word of God said, oh, that Thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that Thine hand might be with me. I ask you today, is the hand of God with you? If you haven't called the name of Jesus, you're still lost and undone. You're still one heartbeat away from a devil's hell. And the hand of God is surely not with you, but God wants His hand to be with you. If you'll call on the God of Israel, if you'll name the name of Jesus, if you'll believe with all of your heart that the resurrection took place, and if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, it can be turnaround time, and God will not only bless you and bless you indeed, and God will not only extend your borders and enlarge your coast, but He'll allow His hand to be with you. It's wonderful to have the hand of God with you when you walk down the street. You say, what will happen? You'll see signs and wonders and miracles. They'll follow you everywhere you go. You won't have to look for them, but they'll show up in your life. They'll show up in your heart. They'll show up in your home. And God will not only bless you, but God will begin to bless your children. God will pour His blessings out. And yes, the hand of God can be with us. The Word of God tells me when John and Peter walked up to the gate called Beautiful, there was a man now that was lame, and he'd been placed there day after day, week after week, month after month. No, he hadn't gone to the temple, and it was time for prayer. I'll serve notice on you today, it's time for prayer, and we need to go into the house of God. But this man, you know, he was lame, and he couldn't get in there all by himself. But the Word of God said he saw the men of God coming. And you know, the Word of God said he asked them for alms. But the Word of God tells me that they said, look on us. I want you to look on some men and women and boys and girls of God. Not a counterfeit, but the real thing. Somebody that's had turnaround time. Somebody that's meant business with God. Somebody that God has worked a work in his life. And that's the way it was with John and Peter. They weren't cheap imitations, but they was the real thing. They were full of fire. They were full of the Holy Ghost. They could tell somebody about Jesus. But when they shook your hand, you could feel the power of God. When they walked by you, a lot of people would drag their sick folks out to allow their shadows to fall upon them. The Word of God said He looked on them. The Word of God said He expected to receive something from them. And He said, alms please, they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The Word of God is still doing the same thing today. If the hand of God is with you, you'll be able to help everybody you come in contact with, not only by preaching the Word of God. It was more to it than just preaching the Word of God. They stretched their hand forth and they helped him up. How many times will you come in contact with somebody that just needs a little hand up? They want you to help them up one more time. And I believe God would have you help them up. When the hand of God is with you, you go see things happen everywhere you go. Today you might be in pain, you might be in trouble, you might be suffering, and you might be full of heartache. But it can be turnaround time. I believe God can change you today. I believe God wants to change you today. That was a name that Jabez's mother had given him. It meant pain and trouble and suffering and heartache. And some of us, they spoke bad things over us. But it's going to be turnaround time. When I was little, they was always talking about reform school. Reform school. You going to the reform school. You going to the penitentiary. They going to put you in jail. But let me tell you something. God had other plans. He wanted His hand to be with me. You say, what happened? They stretched their hand forth and helped this man up. He went to walking and leaping. He went to praising God. And they took him to church. Isn't it wonderful today? We have opportunity in this place. We have an opportunity to get right with God. We have an opportunity for it to be turnaround time. The Word of God said, and that thine hand might be with me. Is the hand of God with you today? If it's not, I want it to be turnaround time in your heart. I want it to be turnaround time in your life. If you're full of pain and trouble and suffering and heartache today, God can turn you around. It can be turnaround time. My God wants to bless you today. My God wants to open the windows of heaven today. My God wants to bless you spiritually and physically and financially today as you have turnaround time. This man leaped up and he went to walking and leaping and praising God and they took him to church. And before the service was over, there was 5,000 added to the church. You said God could use a miracle like that. And I say, I beg your pardon. If you'll have turnaround time, my God's going to use you. And your testimony, it's going to mean something. The Word of God said you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. I asked you today, has it been turnaround time in your life? If the answer is no, you need to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And not just lip service. You need to let Jesus become the Lord of your life. Begin to lead you and protect you and guide you. And He will do it if it's turnaround time in your life. You can become a new creature today, but it's going to have to be turnaround time. The Word of God said in the last part of that verse, this 10th verse in the 4th chapter of 1 Chronicles, the Word of God said, keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I want to read that part one more time. Keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I believe we live in a very turbulent time. I believe we live in the last days. I believe we live in the end time. I believe the perilous times have come upon us. But I believe that God is still able to keep us from the evil of this world. Because sin and evil will grieve us. But He said, keep me from the evil of this world, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. He wanted to be kept from evil. I believe today God can keep you from evil, and God will keep you from evil if you'll let this be turnaround time. I believe God can turn your life around. I believe God can put you on a narrow path that leads to the straight gate. You say, Brother Gregory, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about turnaround time. I'm talking about having a born-again experience. The Word of God says in St. John, the first chapter, He came to His own, but His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I want to ask you today, have you received Jesus? Have you asked Jesus to come into your heart? It's going to be turnaround time, but you must believe with all your heart that the resurrection took place, and you must confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. I ask you today, will it be turnaround time? Can you make a decision for Jesus in this place today? Will you let God work a work in your heart? You'll see the windows of heaven open. You say, friend, when it's turnaround time, let this be turnaround time. Let God come in today. The Word of God said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I ask you today, can you make that decision today on the authority of the Word of God? Because God didn't do anything at all for Jabez that God won't do for you. God will meet you here today. And yes, you can have turnaround time today. You can be saved today. You can be born again into the family of God. God wants to save your soul. I want to pray with you as you turn your heart and life over to Jesus. Lord Jesus, have mercy on each one of the listeners under the sound of my voice. And let it be turnaround time, not only in their hearts and minds, but in their homes, Father. I pray that salvation will come to every house and every home under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.